Chetan, Sri Lanka taking on South Africa. Now, in terms of group position, we know they're both through to the Super 8, so we know which group each side will go into. So from that point of view, there's not an awful lot riding on the game, but certainly both sides will be trying extra hard to win because they will want to go to the Super 8 with two wins out of two behind them.
Yes, I think momentum is very important in this sort of a tournament because there's a lot of gap between matches. They have finished their group matches very, very quickly, this particular group. So they'll have a few days before the other teams play out their groups. West Indies has not even started yet. So, yes, they will want the momentum. They will want the extra victory. More importantly, both these sides have just beaten Zimbabwe, and we have seen Zimbabwe's performances have not been one-off. They have been very, very poor in both the matches. So the true test hasn't really come forth for either of these sides, especially South Africa, because they are in conditions which are not really suited to them. I won't say not really suited to them, but a little more alien than Sri Lanka, perhaps. So in that particular sense, South Africa will want this victory more than perhaps Sri Lanka. We can say that, we can assume that, but that does not mean that Sri Lanka will give ground to South Africa, and we have seen what Ajanta Mendes does. South Africa might not struggle as much as Zimbabwe did because they're generally better players of spin than some other sides. But it's going to be a keen contest, never mind the fact that both of them are through to the Super 8s.
And what about some of the key battles on the day? You mentioned Ajanta Mendes there. I'd be very interested to see how he goes against Hashim Amla, who's in the form of his life. And then perhaps we've got the pace bowlers from South Africa, Dale Steyn, Morning Morkel against the likes of Dilshan, Sangakkara and Javadina. Could be quite interesting, those matchups.
Well, I think South Africa will want their batsmen to get a little bit of practice because they've just played the one practice game and they've just come back from England and the conditions are completely different there. In the game against Zimbabwe, only their openers batted. So really, they would want a little more batting practice for their batsmen. So probably, if they win the toss this time, they'll elect to bat first. Sri Lanka, yes, they will want to go up against the likes of Dale Steyn and Morning Morkel, who are fantastic bowlers in any format of the game. But I think South Africa have a little more betting on this game, given the fact that there has been an inherent change of conditions for them. Also, South Africa want to see their bowling attack tested. It's a good bowling attack for different conditions, but maybe their spin department is not really heavily loaded. So they would want their bowling attack to be tested. I think that is the primary thing for South Africa. They would want to go up against a quality batting lineup. That is Sri Lanka. And Sri Lanka have got some really good momentum going, especially in the batting department against Zimbabwe. Their batsmen, despite the fact that Dilshan didn't score many runs or Sangakkara didn't get many runs, but the other players have come up and scored runs. So that's a good point for Sri Lanka.